Oh, hey. You work the lunch shift?
Yeah, got 8 pounds of salmon that's about to go bad. Do you know how to cook it?
Not really.
Damn it. Should have liberated the iffy chicken. So what are you and Professor Fussy Face up to tonight?
Star Wars on Blu-ray.
You've seen that movie like 1,000 times?
Not on Blu-ray. Only twice on Blu-ray.
Oh, Leonard.
I know. It's high-resolution sadness.
Well, I was gonna take myself out to a movie tonight. You wanna go?
Really? Do we do that?
What do you mean?
You know, we haven't spent time alone together since we broke up.
Well, it's not a date, Leonard. It's just a man and a woman hanging out and not having sex at the end of the night.
Sounds like most of my dates.
Oh, dear Lord, get away from me, you monster!
What is that about?
Well, he's smart and crazy enough, he may have actually created a monster.
Shoo! Shoo! Be gone!
What the hell is going on?
There's a bird outside the window, and he won't go away. That is the hell that is going on.
We have no worms or seeds here. Shoo! Shoo!
Really? On top of everything else, you're afraid of birds?
It's called ornithophobia, and someday it will be recognized as a true disability, and the landlord will be required by law to put a giant net over the building. Which is unfortunate, because I have a fear of nets.
So, movies, yes or no?
Movies, yes.
Great, I'll see you later. And remember, he's more afraid of you than you are of him.
That doesn't help.
No. I was talking to the bird.
Go away, bird! Go away, bird!
Sheldon, just ignore him.
Good idea. Attention is what birds want. Oh, much better. All right. Now I'll just get along with my life. Make a pot of tea, Leonard. It's gonna be a long night.
Was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey!
Still there?
Yeah, quick, what does a hawk sound like?
I don't know. Scree, scree.
Please, that's a seagull. If you're not going to help, don't help.
Sorry, hey, do you think I'm overdressed?
It depends on the activity. For a prostate exam, yes. If you're playing Vegas, I'd add sequins.
Well, I'm going to the movies with Penny. I don't want her to think that I think it's a date.
Do you think it's a date?
No, but she might think I think it's a date even though I don't.
Or you might think she thinks you think it's a date even though she doesn't.
Are we overthinking this?
Not at all.
You're right, I'm fine. I'm wearing this.
Really? A blazer? All right. Yes, hello. This is Dr. Sheldon Cooper. I'm at 2311 North Los Robles Avenue. I'd like to report a dangerous wild animal. A blue jay. I'm sorry, this is animal control. I don't understand the laughter. No, the bird is not in my home. If he was in my home, I obviously would have called 911. Sir, I have no doubt that there are things that you're frightened of. Being stuck in a dead-end public service job. Or your wife stepping out on you because you're stuck in a dead-end public service job. Or spiders. Don't you think I tried making cat noises?
Too casual?
For an audience with the Queen, yes. For an evening of passing a bottle of fortified wine around a flaming trash can, you look great.
Meow!
What am
am I thinking? Whiskers.
Oh, hey, if we hurry, we can make the new Jennifer Aniston movie.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, there's also an amazing documentary about building a dam on a river in South America.
Okay, but the Jennifer Aniston movie has Jennifer Aniston, and she's not building a dam.
Can't argue with that. I'll get the tickets.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I think it's about time I pick a movie we see.
Well, you pick plenty of movies.
No, you always picked, and it was always the same. An hour and a half of beach houses in the rain until the woman turns around and realizes love was here all along.
Come on, that is a great movie, and it starts in 10 minutes.
I hate those movies.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. The only reason I went is because you wanted to see them and I wanted to have sex. To this day, I can't see a Sandra Bullock movie poster without getting both bored and aroused.
Okay, so while we were going out, how often would you pretend to like things just to have sex with me?
All the time.
You're kidding.
Does this sound familiar? I'd love to go shoe shopping with you. Hiking? It's great. It's 2 a.m. Of course I want to go to Koreatown and sing karaoke with your friends. Who wouldn't?
Okay, we were going out. You were going to get sex anyway.
Really? You would have slept with me after a 3-hour documentary on dams?
No, no woman would.
See, you know, that's the great thing. We're out as friends. This is not a date. Sex is off the table. So, let's go learn why hydroelectric power might not be the environmental bargain you think it is. Sorry, spoiler alert.
All right, fine.
Thanks. Tickets are $11. Not a date.
Come on, Sheldon, Star Wars.
I'm pushing play. I mean it. Yeah, if we don't start soon, George Lucas is gonna change it again. Yeah, this would go a lot faster if you put your trade school diploma to work and help me set up this high-frequency tone generator.
I have a master's degree from MIT.
Yeah, but you got a can-do attitude, and that's what's important.
I really don't get your problem with birds.
The question you should be asking is, what is their problem with me? My first memory, a hummingbird dive-bombing my stroller to get at the apple juice in my sippy cup.
Hummingbirds are pretty.
Hummingbirds are the vampires of the flower world.
Still my first choice for an ankle tattoo. Or a dolphin, I go back and forth.
Age 7, a bloodthirsty chicken chases me up a tree. Age 12, a magpie tries to steal the retainer out of my mouth. Age 16, a parrot in a pet store calls me fat ass. Need I go on?
Yes, please, this is way better than the movie.
All right, Sheldon, your bird death ray is ready.
It's not a death ray. It's just a little ultrasonic blast to scare him off. Yeah, trust me, if I had a death ray, I wouldn't be living here. I'd be in my lair enjoying the money the people of Earth gave me for not using my death ray. All right, and in 3, 2, 1.
That is one tough birdie.
Come on, you enjoyed the movie. I saw you tearing up when the village got flooded and everyone had to relocate.
No, I was thinking how come they get to leave and I can't.
I'm gonna get some fries. You want anything?
No, thanks.
Are you sure? Because you always say no and then you eat half my fries.
I just eat the little crispy ones you don't like.
No, I love them. I saved them for the end, but they're gone because you ate them. And why did I let you eat them?
To get sex.
Exactly. But this is not a date, so I ask again. Would you like anything?
All right, I'd like an order of fries.
Great, that'll be $5. I am having the best time. I'm so glad you suggested we do this.
Oh, sorry.
No problem.
What you writing there?
Screenplay. It's about a guy whose roommate is having sex and tells him to go to a bar and work on his screenplay.
I hope Alex gets Crabs the movie.
It's a working title.
Oh.
I'm Kevin.
Oh, Penny.
Nice to meet you. I'll let you get back to your date.
Oh, no, this isn't a date. No. Right?
Right.
So, you written anything I might have seen?
That depends. How much time do you spend on Yelp?